You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Monday morning, the first trading day after Thanksgiving. Futures are higher in Chicago, looking like this for the day. Nearby December corn is up 2.5 cents at $3.62. The March at 3.69¾, 2.5 higher. July up 2¾ at 3.81¼. Soy complex, January beans 7 higher, $8.80. The March at 8.82, up 6.5, and July at 8.94¼, up 6¼. Next year's November. November up 5 cents at $8.97¾. Bean meal for the day is 40 cents higher. Bean oil up 47 at $29.22. Interesting to watch that one, as U.S. EPA is due out sometime today with their latest set of renewable fuel standards, and that may very well have an impact on vegetable oils and soybean oil in particular, as it may be used for biodiesel. Wheat futures December contract down 6.5 cents at $4.59¼. July at $4.93¼. Up 2¾. July hard red at 494. That's up 5¾ for the day. Live cattle futures trading December down $1.17½ at $130.65. Feeders at $1.77½ lower, $164.25. And lean hogs are 47½ cents higher at $58.25. The weather forecast tells us rain is likely today through 1 o'clock. Cloudy, a high of 44 degrees on an east northeast wind at about 8 to 13 miles an hour. Chance precipitation in the area is set at 60%. Now let's take a look at the marketplace. We're joined by Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday.
We did. Where I was at is a lot better weather than what we're seeing here, but I hope everybody else did too. Thank you much.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about the little jump in the marketplace we have today for soybeans in particular.
Well, that's where a lot of buying interest is coming in. There was a little concern earlier about the export tax from the Southern Hemisphere, just lowering it from 35 to 30%. That's going to create a little excitement here. And, of course, the corn and wheat export tax, being lowered to zero here. So more incentive to maybe look at some corn production this coming year. As far as the beans go here, the Southern Hemisphere is seeing a little bit of weather concern. It's too dry, too warm in the north in Brazil, too wet in the southern part of Brazil, so that's putting a little weather premium to the marketplace. Also, export-wise, looking for a little additional business to be announced here as we move through the week. Technically, it's just textbook perfect. When we visited there last week in the soybean complex, we talked about if we could get these January beans above this 866 area, that we could run on up to this 885 target. So technically, looks fairly good, and fundamentally looks fairly good here in the short term. Then it kind of fixes the overall scenario, though. Bears get Thanksgivings, the bulls will have Christmas.
All right, so a couple of things I want to read through exactly, and you mentioned this, what Argentina is up to, of course. They will have a new incoming government. I believe they're installed, I want to say December 10th. I don't quite remember the day. However, the government will abolish the export tax on corn and wheat the day after it assumes office. And as you mentioned, reduce the export tax on soybeans by 5%. That not as much as many had hoped. And, of course, that has put a little jump in the marketplace this morning. Looking forward for the rest of the day, will we try to get to that 885 area for the soybeans?
We believe there's going to be some resistance there. That doesn't mean necessarily top of the marketplace. 884 is about halfway back up to the high we made back there in October of 923.5. So I think we'll run in low resistance there, sort of back and fill. That's going to be a goal, a target to work for. The key is make sure we close strong here today to sort of cushion a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow.
Do you think that will happen? It sounds as if that may be the case.
Well, I think we're going to see a follow-through Tuesday myself, but we'll see what happens here. I think, everything's kind of ripening through here to keep the market firm going into the middle of December. That's kind of been our time window target to make additional sales. Basis continues to remain strong. Producers are tight holders at these levels and through here. So we're kind of optimistic here as we move into the middle of December.
Yeah, I made note that basis is strong. I was looking at that at a local elevator in my home county, and it was just 10 cents under for soybeans. That's not a bad basis at all. However, prices are still not as high as most producers would like them. I think they're working towards that $9 level before we really can manage to move much in the way of soybeans. Will we get there?
I think so. We ought to get close to it. It's kind of a goal here over the short term. There's still some good world demand. As you mentioned earlier here, the bean oil's kind of on fire here. So there's, strong indications here that we could hold together short term. To go much higher now, we're going to have to see additional weather concerns out of the southern hemisphere materialize. We're going to have to see Asia become a little bit more aggressive on their purchases and shipments to give the market some ammunition to go much higher than that. But overall, it's kind of the seasonality here where we at least hold together here for a couple weeks and kind of sit back and see what direction the market wants to go according to the southern hemisphere.
Anything to talk about in the way of the export markets for the day?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hot and cold. As far as overall sales and so forth, we're still early in the marketing year. We're clear into September, so you just can't count, export sales out totally. Shipments are running fairly good. Bean shipments should be strong going into late winter. This is the time window when Asia purchases beans and ships them out before they shifts their focus to the southern hemisphere. We expect corn exports to pick up a little bit more after the first of the year because seasonally that's when other countries and are interested in shipping corn out since we get the beans out of the country first.
All right. Anything on the livestock for the day that we ought to make sure that we understand?
Oh, well, it's been like the old pork belly pit, straight up, straight down, but we priced a little weather in the market here late last week. A little transportation issues, a little concern about weight gain, maybe some death loss out west due to the frigid ice freezing temperatures. But the key is see if the demand picks up in through here. Seasonally, ham demand starts to kick in now that Thanksgiving's gone. Christmas ham demand, we'll watch that fairly closely over the next couple weeks. Overall, hog numbers continue to remain strong. The weekly kill still strong, 8% over a year ago. Cattle, 5.5% below a year ago. Hog-wise, we've got some decent demand. We just need to make sure we see that stick around here as we go through the middle of December.
Thanks so much.
Very good.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon. That, of course, Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Recapping the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour. Corn futures are up about 3 cents. Soybeans 9 cents higher. Bean meal's up $1.50. Bean oil 53 cents higher. Wheat futures are down a nickel in the nearby December, but up 3 in the July for the soft red. The hard red is up both in the December and July, around 7 cents for the day. Live cattle futures down about $1.20. The feeder cattle are down $1.70, and lean hogs are 45 cents lower at this hour. Some of the outside markets, ethanol futures are up a penny and 4 cents at $1.48.5. Crude oil in a barrel up 55 cents at $42.26. The price of gasoline, the wholesale price, RBOB at $1.40.9. That's a penny and 9 cents higher. Diesel fuel or heating oil, that's up $1.38.1. It's 2 8/10 of a cent higher. And natural gas for the day, $2.24. That's up 2 8/10 of a cent. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 17,775 is 25 points lower. The U.S. dollar at $1.235 is up 0.162. And gold futures on the day at $1,063, up $6.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. Rainy skies today through about 1 o'clock, 44 for the high. More rain this evening. That'll be after midnight, so there is a pause between 1 and midnight. Cloudy with a low of 37 this evening, and east-southeast wind at 8 to 14. The chance of rain after midnight, 60%. Tomorrow, though, mostly sunny skies and a high of 45 degrees. Hey, if you're looking for something else to do, a place to go, starting December the 14th, the Farm Doc folks will be on the road. You can check out the Farm Doc Daily website for the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Of course, I'll be out with them that week as well.